שלום לכם, אנחנו היום בשיעור מיוחד שמטרתו לערך למטרה.
Hello, we are today in a special lesson. Its goal is to prepare for a state which we can reach in Israel now. We see that the state of Israel in the world, the attitude towards Israel is becoming a little bit more hostile. And we want in our organization to prepare, if God forbid there will be an emergency situation, to develop an explanatory system for the wide audience. And so we would like to emotionally enter such a state and think with what messages we can come out to the audience in order to advance and improve the state. We would like to open a little bit, not with the title only and just say connection is the salvation here, but to open it a little bit and clarify it, so that during this hour we will learn and receive content and ideas, so that in such a state we can go out and give it as a saving rope for people. We would like to divide our explanations to two lines. The first line, which could be more towards the integral education, after we realize the explanations on that, then we will move to a line according to Kabbalah. And we thought it would be right, in order to enter this state, to imagine a situation in which God forbid there is an emergency as to the security. Let's say people are in the bomb shelters, rockets are flying, and people in a state of emergency. We have a line of questions. First of all, we would like to understand, what does a person feel in a state of emergency? What message can he grasp in such a state? What can touch him, and how we can turn to him?
So, we learn that Israel is Galgalta and Enaim, and the nations of the world is Achap. I don't think that we have to start and explain all these things. It's as if obvious, of the obvious from the studying. And if so, Israel have to fill themselves, correct themselves first, and bring light to the nations of the world. That's the role. This role, it comes to Israel from above. Israel is called any person in the world who gets an awakening through the point in the heart which suddenly awakens in him. That suddenly awakens in him. So in each and every person, or in those people who had a point in the heart in the past throughout the generations, let's call them those who came out of Babylon, are also are called Israel. Meaning Israel, it is a complex definition. So first of all, it is those who came out of Babylon on the one hand, and on the other hand, anyone with a point in the heart.
Barur?
That's clear? So, these are called Israel, meaning they are obligated to correct themselves and to be light for the nations, meaning to be those who convey the method of correction, the help, the support to all the other people in whom, in the meantime, this point is still concealed. And of course, that each one is a result of the integration of the shattering of the souls. Each has a point in his heart. But they're still not yeshal kel. They're not yet aimed straight at the Creator. They do not feel that they have this tendency or inclination whatsoever. Therefore, there is a transition, which is the Galgalta and the Naim, which are Israel, that must. It is the transition inside the Kelim. Here we have the light, and Israel with the Kelim, the Kelim of bestowal, which are vessels of bestowal, which are vessels of light. Their nature is as the nature of the light, and therefore they can pass this light on into the nations of the world. That comes to them, of course, in a way that is suitable for the nations of the world, for them to understand how and what will they come out of the crisis and so on. And here there is really a very, very important point. The Creator, the light, that shines from all sides, that shines here, it's called the Or Makif, Or Sovev, surrounding light. It shines as the surrounding light, the Or Makif. It shines on all the nations as well. O Mekif. And from that, everyone feels problems and troubles, minus. And because they don't feel that with this minus they can work, that they can work with this deficiency. This is the deficiency. That they don't get help, support from above. Don't get it. The plus does not reach them. Where's the plus? The method, the support, the correction. Then, between the nations of the world and Israel, exists hatred. They blame Israel for anything bad. We're talking about the forces, laws operating in nature, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Until Israel succeed in balancing the deficiencies of the nations of the world, which are awoken by the surrounding light, the Creator that awakens deficiencies in them, by the inner light that they will bring from the Creator, that they'll work this way in neutralizing the minus by the plus that comes from the side of Israel. The nations of the world will always hate Israel and will accuse them of not getting support, or if they don't know about the support, that they're simply to blame for all troubles and calamities, and that is with respect to anything and everything. Whatever happens, natural disasters, famine, plagues, we also know this from history. A plague comes to Europe, the Jews are to blame, and so on. It all comes as a result of the disbalance between these forces, that we have to balance them, and even propel everything so that it won't be the minus that propels us, but the plus, meaning to prevent rather than cure, meaning that if more or less this scheme is clear, then from here you can explain everything. Everything else revolves around this. History, everything. Please go ahead, ask.
I will lead the questions. This is the general scheme, schematic, and let's try to bring it to a very specific state. We want to simulate a state that there is a spiritual issue.
that if in the world, and especially here, something bad happens, who's to blame? Israel, that do not bring the light, the completion, the correction, the compensation, better said. Compensation, and therefore the evil force bursts out.
We learned this, and there's the wide audience that didn't learn this yet. And let's say we're going to imagine that it's in a security issue right now. What is the public feeling in such a time?
You're asking me what they feel. In Israel?
Certainly.
The public in Israel feel fear, anxiety. I don't know what they feel. They feel a person is helpless. Missiles are falling on him. He's sitting in a shelter, having no idea what's going to happen in a moment. I remember that I was sitting with my small girls during the Gulf War, and exactly in my area around me fell at least 20 missiles. It was truly felt.
In such a situation, when the public is in such a situation, it's called a state of emergency. What can we come to it with so it will be absorbed and received?
What can we come to them with? We have nothing to come with. Pray.
I said, what can we come that it can absorb something inwards, that it can accept something that will touch them?
The Creator?
If our organization can, in such a situation, to come to the public.
Ah, to the audience. Oh, this I understand. Because okay, now I understand. To the public.
Yes, this is the focus of our discussion today, to simulate a state like that, like we're in Israel, and what do we come with it in advance, so that if such a state comes, we can approach it.
Okay, you're right. We have then to divide Israel into two more parts, where there is Bnei Baruch. And there are the people. The masses, or no, the people. They don't understand what does the Creator mean, O Makif, O Pnimi, all these things, but how can they aid to draw the light so that there will be light for the nations of the world and also for themselves? Meaning, how can they shine in this whole world for there to be light in this whole circle? How is it possible? By them being connected between themselves. The more, the better. Without the intention to bestow onto the Creator and without being light for the nations. That is, without studying this whole scheme, even though that we will have to pass this also on gradually. We'll have to pass it on gradually, and they can understand it because our entire history, our entire what's going on with us, it's clear to us. It becomes to us clear from this. So the nation can understand.
What's clear from this?
It's clear why are we suffering.
Why?
Because we're not functioning like we should, and it says so in the Torah and everywhere else. It's not that we're revealing something new here. We're simply reminding them what it says in their Torah. What is it that you don't hear?
That what? What's written?
What it says, that we have to be light for the nations of the world, that we have to try and be as one man and one heart, and so on. And by that, we come closer to the higher force, to the Creator, that we're saved from everything, like Rabbi Akiva cried out, love another as thyself. Otherwise, we are coming to the destruction of the temple. It was talked about 70 years from before the destruction of the temple. It says about that in many places, in all the sources, in all the textbooks. And it has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with the existence of the nation, the sustenance of the nation. And Bala Sulami writes about that, about the unity. If we're not Yashar Kel, and Yashar Kel, we also have to correct this definition. The Creator is called the force of bestowal that dwells among us. If we stabilize Him, there's no Creator without the creature. Therefore, it is called Bore, Bo-U-E, come and see. If I don't stabilize that force in the connection between us, then it's not there, it's not present. If I try to come closer to this definition for it to dwell among us, then it means that I draw the light. I bring the force of bestowal and it arranges everything. And everything depends only on our effort. Yes, Chaim.
I understand what you're saying now. We can explain that to the people in a normal state, in a regular state. And in a state of emergency when rockets are falling and people are in anxiety, you can't talk to them about light. They're in such a state of reception. How can we pass a good message to them in such a state when they're in a state of emergency?
I think that on the contrary, in the state of emergency, we can pass on to them the message. In a normal state, they're clogged. They can't hear you. They'll make fun of you. What are you pushing your Torah for?
But if he's sitting right now in his bomb shelter and he's afraid of the missiles, you're telling him about being a light to the nations.
Unite. Think about the connection. Read a book of ours. See a show of ours. It's not that necessarily you have to take to the streets and hug. This is what you connect through. But this message for finally to register in you somehow, the unity, it has to be internal in the heart and not in your legs and hands. Of course, later on, it has to be expressed in some kind of an inner help, in some kind of a mutual help, and so on. But first of all, for people to agree.
What will they agree to?
That they belong to one body.
Who belongs to this body?
All those who belong to Israel, either to Israel or those that the point in the heart has awoken in them. It is a law that the Creator wants to, the higher force wants to see it realized in the will to receive as well, meaning in the reality of our world. Shift it a bit from Jews and the nations of the world and different things. There's a vessel. There's the will to receive. This will to receive has to correct. It has to be like the Creator, a part of it that belongs to the Gilgal Ten Dinaim that was revealed back in ancient Babylon, can perform that action even before the shattering. What does it mean, the original Israel? And we don't know who that is. We don't know. Because the 10 tribes, they disappeared during the first temple. 10 tribes. We're only 2. Today, there are millions, hundreds of millions that you don't feel, you don't know who and what they are. But we're not talking about them. We're not even talking about the whole of Israel, only about this quantity that's here and our friends around the world that have awoken. We must correct the general Malchut. And only we can do that. We, meaning Bnei Baruch, that pulls the whole of the Yashar Kel, which have an inclination toward that, that it's regardless what nation they belong to, and all of Israel that used to be in spirituality in the past, and then the whole world, but everyone has to come to that. The crisis now is extending and expanding as the general multifaceted crisis in everything. From day to day, it grabs all desires, all the different forms, manners, and fashions of man's life.
Okay, that's clear. Now we said that the explanation starts with integral education. Can you explain what you just explained about the Kli and Israel in terms of integral education?
To explain to them that we are in one sphere, round, close sphere, you can call it however you want to call it. We are in a closed nature, round, where all of its parts are interconnected in a wondrous reciprocity. And we discover that we are as a cancer inside this nature, having to correct ourselves. There are 1,000 articles about it. You read.
Who's the cancer?
The cancer is our ego, the human ego that necessitates each one to think only about himself. And as a result, a person, poor guy, is truly destroying his life. And today that he's starting to discern that he is destroying his life, he can't get out of it. That's actually the serpent. Yes.
So in terms of integral education, why do they hate Israel?
They hate Israel because Israel, according to their inner feeling, does not give them good, but indirectly causes them bad. If I'm supposed to bring good to the world, to balance the evil, and I don't do that, I don't bring the good, then I as if cause the bad, and they're right. But they're right, they're operated by nature. They're operated. Didn't Baal HaSulam cry before the Holocaust about everything that's going on? And all the great ones before the destruction, didn't they cry about it and talk about it? No one, even the greatest, cannot be saved. The nation of Israel, everyone, does not take upon themselves the task, does not carry it out. You see how plenty of Kabbalists were killed throughout the exile. Everyone suffered with the nation.
So in terms of integral education, without Kabbalah, without the Creator, what is the mission that the nation needs to take on itself and carry out?
If they want to be saved, they have to unite. That's it. That's the whole issue of integral education, not because someone feels like it, but because it's nature's call. It is a result of human development. And we can be saved by that, the whole world and we first. Whoever has a problem, only through that. And then you can put on it and elaborate more and more layers over it, that it is the people of Israel, that it is our role, that it is our Savior, and so on and so forth. But first of all, I think scientific proof. That all the disasters come as a result of the ego growing and us not balancing it. So you're not talking about the lie that has to come to the ego and compensate and correct. You're talking about the laws of nature. Yes.
Can we explain in a simple way that the unity between us is causing all these disasters?
I don't think that there is one explanation to this. There are many explanations, but I'd first say the force of unification and the force of separation that exist in nature. There are these two opposite forces. When you reach hatred, that's the force of separation. Against that is the force of unity. If you operate it, then as if you neutralize the hatred. Now, the more we unite by this, we operate in nature in general, in the entire mechanism of nature. We build the positive force, and by that we influence reality, the general system. And here, once again, you can bring in your whole Torah with all your verses, how you're always useful on behalf of the Torah. You can connect to it plenty of scientific articles, how unity works and makes an impact. And all in all, these kinds of examples, and many of them, from the Torah, from science, from on the emotional level. You simply have to convince a person emotionally. You can't show him the whole closed integral system. You can't show him that if it's like this, it's like that. If it's like that, then this is like this. It's all an inner vision. But you have to bring him to be inspired by how you tell it.
That's exactly the question. How do you emotionally bring it without the scientists and examples and all
give examples, stories, identify with the heroes that did it this way, psychologists, scientists. Depends on what works on whom. We need a lot of various materials. But take into consideration that you're not only doing it toward Israel and only here, but you have to also come out to the whole world. The time of emergency, it's now, soon the time of emergency. And in all places in the world, you have time of emergency. You see that it's not ending, neither in Egypt nor in Syria. Soon it's going to start in Lebanon. Soon there will be other things. You'll see what's going on. You'll see what's going to happen in Europe. What do you think? What they brought to North Africa, don't you think that it'll come back to them? Wait, it's nature. There's nothing that you can do about it. It's not that someone does or doesn't do on purpose. Okay. Yes. Tzvika from Kfar Saba is asking, Rav, what do you think is completely forbidden to do in time of emergency that could repel and reject?
What's forbidden in a state of emergency? We need to work with the approach that we are operating out of love and not out of trying to prove something or that on purpose we're going to bring them some kind of justification of ours in their face. We must relate even more in sensitivity and even softly. And then after that, there's nothing that is forbidden. Yes, Moshe.
Two things. One is, throughout history, we saw that regardless how many times people who understand the system and the reasons for evil were warned, never helped.
Right. it helped them that they didn't hang, that they hanged them, you know, for identifying with things.
It's an interesting phenomenon. Probably they weren't great in marketing.
It's not accepted.
Maybe we will succeed. And the second is that, I don't know, I call it.
You want someone to hang me? Yeah, we'll succeed.
No, I mean that we'll succeed in explaining. What does explaining mean? Our explanation is divided into the acquisition of knowledge, meaning the explanation about unity being the base of nature, and the second part is emotionally. Now, that takes several hours. We have books and we have a method how to explain very rationally. It takes a few dozens of hours. So here the question is that first of all, a person has to believe that. If he believes that and he's ready to get into that process, I have no doubt that he will be convinced and that he'll feel and so on. The whole thing is how to do that. How will he believe in time of emergency, out of time of emergency? I don't know. How will he believe these things? Because if he believes and gets in, undoubtedly that it will work.
We're not thinking about that. That's clear. How to bring him to the first contact, at least.
Yeah, because you say there are books, Bnei Baruch, books. And what do you mean there are books of Bnei Baruch? And also the Torah, it says so in the Torah. What do you mean? What Torah? Don't believe in any Torah. Were I to believe in the Torah, I would keep it then.
Meaning you're saying like this. What's the connection between the act of connection and the drop of the missiles? Simply. Yes? There is no connection. In his eyes, there are no connection. You need to create an emotional connection here. You must do that. Between the connection and the missiles, you need to make this short through all sorts of creations that you make. There's no other choice. It's mainly the feelings and scientific explanations and biblical explanation and proof, and it's all accompanied with emotion and a little bit with intellect. It depends on who those have more of a mind, and from the 99% intellect and 1% emotion, and vice versa. You need to relate in all sorts of fashions to people, and each time to try to rewrite it, to make it more beneficial, influential, sharp, exciting, inspiring, and thus to advance. What can you do? You see, Bala Sulam wrote the nation newspaper, Hauma. Who can get emotional about it? Even though he's talking about things that are really have to do with the heart of the nation. Well, so what? We need to learn this. Yes?
It's interesting because if I analyze the situation, there are two kinds of audiences that they believe, and that's not of the obvious. They believe in things that were told 2,000 years ago and around the world too. They believe that someone existed there and so on. How? I don't know. They believe, and they have no problem believing in unity and so on.
Because they believe the people who told them about it.
Okay, so that's the problem. How will they believe us? Because usually you believe someone great in history that was made great.
And you're to a person who's telling about it.
They'll believe us. They didn't believe Rabbi
Shimon. You're already
Shimon
enjoying
so
1,000 years later that at last we... I don't want to wait for that.
I'm saying... I'm speaking in facts.
What are you recommending? You need to work like all those people worked when they spread their knowledge and brought people to believe in it. You too need to do this. Other than that you have proof from those writings. You have something to base on, to establish your Uri, from science and the Torah, and you can also, from history in some way, and you can compose something from that. But you have to find.
Yes.
The Zohar, you have many things that people in a critical time hear, want to hear, because they don't have anything else to grab onto, to grasp. What else can save them? Religious people, it's something else. But a person who is in despair, he's looking for something, and you can need to bring him that proof. That connection is the salvation. And we're connecting to the general system of nature. Explain that to him in a very realistic manner. The integral world. This is what we're incapable, the fact that we're incapable of being connecting, this is what we're saying, everyone, all of humanity, we're causing bad by doing this. Now we have a method how to create balance and we're not using it. Therefore we're in a great grave situation. What can we do? If we're incapable, we're not starting, then of course our state is determined, that, you know, it's constant, it's not changing.
Yes. I want to ask about the part of Bnei Baruch. Bnei Baruch, when they watch the news and they see missiles and problems in Europe and around the world, what does it say about them?
I don't know what the question is. What is it pointing to? Can someone explain? Well,
when we watch the news and we see only problems on the news, what does it say about us? What do we have to do?
Okay. We need to feel that we caused it. We caused it. Now there's problems in Tahrir and Suez there and in Egypt and different places. In Port Said, millions of people they're suffering from famine and are getting killed. True, terrible sufferings. The greatest nation in Africa and Asia was destroyed. Other than maybe China and India. But it's the face of the Arab nation, Egypt. And it's getting destroyed. You think it's to our benefit? No. We're not bringing the correction to the world. Creator is not interested in this. He's interested in the path of haste, not in its time. If the means are in your hands, you're responsible for all the evil that's happening in the world. There's no choice. I look at these things. Always, there's no bad without good and good without bad. But actually, it's a state that's not going to go past like that without any consequences. We need as much as possible, and it's us. The truth is, it's first of all, the Bnei Baruch. Not in me and me, in Bnei Baruch. That we must correct.
Ken Zion.
Yes, Zion.
Good morning, Rav. Does the unity, unification of the nation, is everything allowed in order to achieve
every mean?
That?
What does every mean?
Suppose the connection of different groups of Kabbalists. Is there an initiative to connect between different groups of Kabbalists? There's like Bnei Baruch group. I suppose there are other groups too.
There are.
Is there an attempt to unite with them, to come out in a united call to the people to unite?
I don't think that it can benefit. We don't feel, according to what I tried to use that approach a little, there's no tendency for connection. Each is in his own method. In dissemination, like we are, they're not, other groups, and they don't support it for all sorts of reasons, excuses, different excuses. And therefore, we don't have who to connect with. We don't. Maybe when we'll have the new place, we will be able to invite everyone to do like a special convention of all sorts of Kabbalistic groups in Israel. We'll organize it with a nice meal, with a nice reception, give honor to everyone, respect, let everyone speak a little bit, and make such a convention. I'm thinking about it.
How will we succeed to the people that they're not connected if the Kabbalists aren't?
No, the people, that's not. And anyway, we're talking here about, they don't care. And anyway, we're talking about an emergency state.
One more question. In time of emergency, when there are missiles falling and we come to the people and say that we're not united, that's the reason.
No, this is how we speak.
I mean that in time of emergency, we say that the missiles are falling because you're not united, because you're not connected. You have to aspire for connection.
Well, I don't say the first half. Why do I need to say the first half? The second half. If we'll connect, they won't fall. If we unite, they won't fall.
That's gladdening, because otherwise...
Look, you're talking to small children, to the people, to the nation. You need to know how to turn to them in a soft manner.
The people are watching us now. They hear this.
No, whoever's watching us is those that are with us. They understand in what situation we're in and what efforts we're making to benefit the people. They understand.
And last point. If we say that there's the path of hastening and the path of due time, in due time, so why not initiate the meeting of different Kabbalistic groups now?
This doesn't have to do with dissemination. It won't succeed. There are many things about the place. We're not going to... It really depends on the approach. We're very distant in our approach. There are those that all their activities are in order to do the practical precepts. There are those are just not dissemination to the masses, and even more to the nations of the world. And there are those, there are these, and there are those. There are also within the method itself, not according to Baal HaSulam, according to Ramak or other Kabbalists. The people that those friends that were in the past that were with Rabash, they're spread out. They're dispersed. You can't gather them.
Is there an explanation for this, Rav?
I don't want to give an explanation to it. They all dispersed. We meet here and there, one or two, three. Yeah. The grandson, someone's home, in some basement in Nebrak, where five or six gather once in a while. Someone probably goes to Gotlib. What's it called? Maybe in Jerusalem. I heard there's also something. That's how it is. They haven't traveled to distant places to live, like in Yesha or in some moshav, even abroad. Many years have passed. 22 years. That's a period. At least this is what I hear and speak once in a while with someone, with a few that I was close to.
Have
you passed away already? Although they're all younger than I am. No, we don't need to think about anyone else here. And as usual, from all that we saw from the past, we don't have really partners on this path. And if we do, it's for unified actions alone. It could be. So for certain organizations or something, we'll remain on this trend.
If I understand correctly, then the only slogan is, if we unite, there won't be missiles.
If we'll unite, we'll correct the whole world. If we'll unite, there will be good in everything. In education, in culture, in food, in the price of living, in every single thing. Inner security, divorce rates, joy, everything. It doesn't matter. Everything will be good. It's not necessarily just missiles. Yes?
Yeah, but the unique thing about the state of emergency is that there are missiles. Now, I remember
right.
The last state we had a few months ago, the public discussion was especially about how should we react politically, how should the army react? That's what the dispute is about. How, in this kind of a situation, is there a place for emotional perception of this? If we'll unite, there won't be missiles.
I don't know. I think that you need, as someone who belongs to our media, to connect to communicate with what are they called? Who's responsible for the public that's in the shelters during the war? Yeah, the special securities for that, and connect to them and tell them that you have such things to tell the nation. Can we bring it into their plans there, into their programs? Maybe that way. Why not? Yes.
When we say if we unite, we will be saved, what is the order of actions that we have to take in order to unite?
First of all, we need to understand is what is the essence of uniting, that one needs to help each other, that we need to support each other and feel each other. Like Baal HaSulam writes about the sack of nuts and all those things, and to bring to them all sorts of stories and movies and clips and music, a lot of songs about unity, about connection, how beneficial it is, how warming it is, how much it warms you and makes warmth between us, and how it makes a good life for all of us. We need to work on this. I don't see here only through constant, persistent exertion in this, we will reach a certain brilliance about it, and something will come, some brilliant idea about it. We will feel where we can more and more and more in such ways, in some ways, reach to the heart of a person. And we also don't need to wait. We need now to disperse and disseminate material to people who are thinking. In a state of emergency, we're usually talking about the inspiration, the movement, the feeling, the influence on a person in a state where he's in this special excitement and anxiety. But before that, we can give out materials that isn't built upon anxiety and fears and such impressions that are emotional, but more intellectual. and send it accordingly to all sorts of places, to all sorts of people, so that they will have it. So that for the time being, they'll be able to look at it. And the time will come, if it will come, so they'll already have it placed in their minds. Because when you're in anxiety, you also don't grasp so much. You don't register so much. Emotionally, yes.
Rav, can you say, please, if we make this exercise that we are in a critical time, we choose 10 passages from the Zohar that speak about unity.
It's like Nach Nach Nachman Neuman.
No, not like Nach Nachman, but we say that if we'll think about unity and read these verses.
Yes, yes, it works.
It'll work?
Not because of the sentences, but because of thinking about it.
Because of the thinking, but it'll help.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. You see, you already have something in your pocket. I'm going. You can remain. You see? Red. So we will continue to think what to do. We need to get all the audience into it so that each will feel like he is obligated to bring something, some brilliant idea, some solution. And then, if everyone will unite around the problem, we will find many more ways on how to succeed. If it'll be passive in this way, where everyone's kind of like, as if it only belongs to a few people that need to establish this plea, then it won't be.
Dudi would like to invite everyone, take the mic, to continue what Rav just said. We're asking all the friends in Israel, around the world, our TV viewers, send us ideas to awaken us. You can send it to info@cub.co.il, all your ideas for emergency, for a state of emergency. Tomorrow we'll have a workshop with Dr. Lightman at 7 p.m. Israel time. Everyone's invited. Have a great day and a great night.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.